In the 1870s, this land, as well as the area around it, what we call Fort Coffee, was a part of the Choctaw Freedmen Allotments. After the Civil War, the ex-slaves of the Choctaw Nation in our district, which is called Musholatobee District, were given land here in the Fort Coffee area, including where the Spiral Mounds are now. They started clearing that land in the 1870s for farming, leaving behind some areas and not disturbing the mounds. The Choctaw, as many of the tribes in the East were before the removal out of those areas into Oklahoma, had had a tradition within the Mississippian culture. They knew what mounds were, but they also knew that these mounds were not their mounds. So they really didn't disturb them until the 1930s. Now we're lucky because Joseph Thoburn, who was with the Historical Society at the time, in 1914 came out to the site and started taking photographs of what he saw before any real disturbance had occurred. And we're lucky to have them because the next photographs are after what's called the Pecola Mining Company had come in. In 1933, of course, this is the Depression, a group of local folks, they really weren't a company, they really weren't miners, they were just six guys who were out of work during the Depression, who originally got a hold of the lease on the burial mound because they were looking for the fabled Spanish gold, which is supposed to be in every county in Oklahoma. They started digging into the mound looking for gold and silver, which didn't happen. They were just absolutely destroying things. I mean, they were using some of the bones and thousand-year-old pieces of wood they were finding as firewood during the winter of 33 and the spring of 34. But once local folks started coming in to see what they'd found and not seeing gold or silver, but all these artifacts strewn about the site, said, you know, I'll give you a nickel for that or a dime for that. Well, even back in the 30s, that wasn't much money, but it was enough to keep their families fed. So from 1933 to 35, these six men and their helpers destroyed about a third of the mound, about 400 burials, and sold hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of items to collectors, museums, and universities throughout the world. Anywhere you go, there will be something from Spiro in a collection nearby. At least 65 facilities in the U.S. that we know of have materials. Other places from the Smithsonian to UCLA, University of Chicago to the University of Texas, of course, all over Oklahoma and Arkansas. But overseas, in places like the Louvre in Paris, the British Museum in London, National Museum in Germany, there's stuff in the Hermitage in Russia, Yugoslavia, Saudi Arabia, Buenos Aires, Peking, Japan, Taiwan, Korea, you name it, there's something from there. Because back in the 30s, it was called the King Tut of the West. There's never been anything quite like what came from this site. And it excited the imagination of the public. And because it was available, everybody wanted it. Now, unfortunately, that also meant that it was pretty destructive. And in 1935, the University of Oklahoma, with the state legislature, pushed through a state law which shut down the commercial digs. It's one of the first state laws to protect heritage here in the United States, and closed down the commercial digs, but this was still privately owned land. There was no way of adequately protecting it, and as a result, that's why in 1936, the University of Oklahoma, with help from the Oklahoma Historical Society, the University of Tulsa, and private donors like Frank Phillips of Phillips 66 fame, came in and started scientific excavation of what remained of the burial mound. 738 burials were recovered from the Craig Mound, millions of artifacts, most of which now are at OU in curatorship for the Wichita and the Caddo, who these folks become parts of. The university also looked at the other eight mounds that they knew of at that time. All of those have been tested, some more, some less, but all of them have a portion intact still. And then in 1978, well, they worked here from 36 through 41, of course, with the advent of World War II, the WPA project went and closed down, and the excavations ended. This was still farmland. This was still Choctaw Freedmen lands. The Browns and their family were farming it up until the 1960s. And then in the 1960s, the navigation system was put in, the Kerr McClellan Arkansas navigation system. And the W.D. Mayo Lock and Dam, which is just right next to us on the Arkansas, is established. And the Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, saw the site and decided that this would be something that they may be interested in preserving. And so they purchased a portion of the site, mostly the mound portion, and then never did anything with it. So in 1970, the state of Oklahoma took it on, and as a result, starts to establish what becomes first the Spiral Mounds Archaeological State Park, which was opened officially on May the 9th, 1978. And then in 1991, we transferred over from the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department to the Oklahoma Historical Society in 91. And since that time, the state of Oklahoma has part of the land and then has a long-term lease over the rest of it. So it has both federal and state protections over it.